Hi, and thank you for tuning into Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep, and we're right in the middle of our Happiness Habits series, where I'm sharing different tips with you from author Benjamin Hardy, who wrote an article about 50 things people can do differently in their lives to be happier and more successful. So yesterday, I shared some tips with you on how to be happier through mental stimulation, and today we're going to talk about emotional well-being and how that relates to our happiness. So these are some of the tips that Benjamin Hardy suggests in his article. Tip number one, he says, is to fast from the internet for at least 24 hours once a week. So I think that's such a good habit, and it's something that I've tried to do in my own life. And I usually do it on Sundays just because it's such a special day. It's the Sabbath, and I like to have a day where I'm just totally cleansed of comparing myself to other people or getting down about crazy things that are going on in the world. And I'd really highly recommend trying it yourself because it helps me to refocus my attention on what's actually going on around me, reconnecting with my family and friends, and focusing on what matters most. And then tip number two that Hardy suggests is to wait at least 1 to 2 hours after you wake up before you check your phone for emails or your different social media accounts. And that's important because when you wake up, your mind is so fresh and so rested, and it's actually the optimal time for you to exercise your creativity, to pray and meditate, or to learn something new. So if you're immediately, you know, waking up, picking up your phone and checking the news or emails or different people's opinions and photos, it can immediately put you in this reactive state for the rest of the day. And it's sort of like handing your day over to someone else. But if you just take that first hour or two in the morning to just focus on what you need to do to be calm and peaceful, your day will actually be a lot more productive. Then tip number three is to define what happiness is to you and what it looks like for you in your life. And that really helps you, just in regards to social media, not get down on yourself by comparing yourself to how other people are living or the great trips that they're going on. But if you have a clear idea in your mind of what you want in life, you can focus on achieving that rather than letting the world or others define what your life should look like. And then moving on to tip number four, Benjamin Hardy suggests to declutter your life by starting with your closet. So I've actually heard that from a couple of other authors and researchers who study happiness. They all suggest starting to just organize your closet. And the truth is that most of the clothes, at least in my closet, I know I don't wear at all or all that often. And just having this image when I open my closet and seeing it be really cluttered and overstuffed and having that space in my home that's just not organized makes me feel really anxious, and it makes me feel like my stuff is taking over. So I've started keeping a shopping bag in the bottom of my closet where I'll put clothes that I don't wear that often, and I'll either take it to Deseret Industries at the end of the month, or I'll donate it to maybe a refugee family in my stake or something. And it just helps me feel more in control of the things that I allow into my space and the things that I choose to use. And Hardy even suggests that you can feel more positive energy when you clean and declutter the non-essentials in your life on a regular basis. And your closet is just an example of a great place to start for that. And then tip number five, speaking of clutter, Hardy suggests to try to cut your daily to-do list down to just 3 items at a time. So that might be really challenging. I know there's a lot of busy people out there, but when you do this, it forces you to pick out what are the 3 most important things that you need to do, and then you can devote enough time and energy to doing them well rather than doing a million things poorly or just okay. And then finally, tip number six, it's important to track at least one behavior or habit that you're trying to improve upon. So tracking just one habit at a time will actually help you see what changes that you need to make in order to be more successful in reaching your goal and in making that thing a habit in your life. And putting things on a chart or reporting to a spouse or a friend really helps to keep you honest and accountable for your behavior that you want to change. So for more radio content, videos, and blog posts on emotional well-being and goal setting, you can visit mormonchannel.org. And I hope that you've enjoyed these habits that I'm sharing with you today. And we're going to end with a quote from LDS President Thomas S. Monson. And he has said, "When performance is measured, performance improves. When performance is measured and reported, the rate of improvement accelerates." So if you're really trying to change a habit or change a relationship or something, maybe even change something negative into a positive in your life, definitely record and report those things, and it will help you out a lot. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.